All right, y'all, what up? It's Hooter Moreno here, dude. And this is my first time doing the podcast. Hopefully, the sound isn't too crazy. Hopefully, it works out. But shout out to all the old listeners from the Yo Yo Yo. Shout out to some new listeners out here in Texas and some new people that have been following me. I don't even know where to start, to be honest, bro. I just wanted to do a podcast solo. Like, I have one with my dad, you know, Martin Moreno, and we kind of catch up on shit. We like dive into goddamn current events, especially wild ones, right? And then I started another one with the homie Josh Nieto, who's another comedian that lives here in New Braunfels. And a few of those episodes should be coming out soon. But I also wanted to do one just your boy, dude. You know, get some things off of my chest. And I, you know, what's crazy, dude, is when I first moved to Texas, I wanted to do like this whole vlogger style, join me in this journey, goddamn part 1, 2, 3, and 4, you know, but I just don't have it in me, dude. I don't have it in me to press record on my goddamn phone and just, hey guys, so here I am at the airport, this is it. I just find it so damn corny, bro. I like those videos online, dude, where they're like, watch me call my wife my ex's name, or like the chick will walk into the, see my husband's reaction when I'm not wearing anything. Like, good God, blow my brains out. If I ever post content like that, dude, you guys have permission to come find me and blow my brains out, dude. Those videos just, God, they can't do it. And so, like, as much as I wanted to do, like, look, dude, this is why we're moving to Vegas, like, or sorry, Vegas, to Texas, and this is where we're living, and this, you know, we're packing this and packing that. I just couldn't do it, dude. I couldn't pull the trigger. And then I felt weird, like, kind of forcing my family to also be involved in it, you know, like the kids wouldn't really have an option. It'd be like, all right, it's time to get serious for the camera. And especially with my chick, too, you know, like, she's not really that type of person. So I didn't want to force her to be. And so I didn't do it, but now I have my own podcast and I can tell you guys everything that went down and how it went down and kind of where I'm at now, you know. And so we're living in California, dude, and you know, a lot of it was like, oh, shit's crazy over here. Like, bro, to be honest, dude, obviously, I knew California was expensive, but you don't really know until, like, you leave, and then you start moving, and you start realizing just how expensive it is. Like, it takes buying things in another city to really realize how expensive that shit was, you know? You don't, like, you just figure it out when you're there, but once you leave and you start getting into the groove of things and start buying the same things that you were buying over there, then you're like, wait a minute, bro. I was getting scammed, dude. I was getting robbed out there. And that's kind of what was happening, you know? And I wasn't a fan of a lot of things that was happening over there. Like, I think I've talked about this on the Yo 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 podcast where me, my kids, my chick, we'd be at Target, we'd be at Ralph's, and bro, people would just pull up with a backpack, stuff that backpack with whatever they wanted, chips, full-blown groceries, and just walk out. I was at Target one time, dude. These two homies pushed a cart inside of Target. They slammed all the baby formula, like literally, it looked like they got one arm and just slid all the baby formula off the shelves into the two carts and banged out, dude. And my kids saw that shit. You know, they're not dumb. And I'm telling these fools, you know, they got to be good people. They can't steal because shit, you know, you're going to go to prison, yada, yada. But that's not what was happening, dude. You know, I was telling these fools, you got to stay in school. You got to do this because you don't want to be a bum on the street. And the bums on the street were living large, dude. You go to downtown LA, these fools have full-blown beds, lights, electricity, bro. They're running wires from the light poles, dude. They got PS3s going on. It's unreal. They're charging their phones, dude. They're streaming Netflix. It's crazy. And so it just wasn't the move, right? But that's not to say that like I would just make the jump because of those things. Like other things lined up, other opportunities came into play. And I was like, all right, well, if there was ever a time to do it, let's run it. And that's kind of what happened. It was a mixture. It was like the opportunity came and I was like, all right, well, am I going to stay in California? If I am, for what? What's cracking here? What's going good here, where it's going to keep me? And I couldn't really think of many things, you know, like, yeah, there's family and friends and shit, and that does play a big role. But for the most part, dude, you got to think about your day to day. You got to think about your family, your kids, your chick, you know what I'm saying? Because that's literally who you should be worried about and be concerned about on a day to day basis. Luckily, me and my girl are still together. Like, say I was not with her and like we had split custody or something, there's no way I'm leaving, you know, unless she left, that then I'd probably follow her to follow my kids. But that wasn't part of the equation, you know? And so my girl was down, I was down. And so we made the jump, dude. We packed our shit. And dude, we didn't even pack a lot of stuff. Like literally, some clothes and like sentimental shit. And to be honest, bro, I don't have that bone. Like there's nothing special to me. I know you're like, bro, what about like a birthday card that your grandma gave? Like, nah, bro, that shit's just trash to me. Like I appreciate all the gifts and stuff, you know what I mean? But bro, I hate like collecting shit at the next thing you know. First, you move it into the room, and then you move it into your closet, and then you move it into the garage, and then it's just sitting in the garage for years. For what? Why are you doing that to yourself? Why are you just collecting boxes? That's insane. And I always thought about that, and I've always moved a lot. So I was like, from the second, third move, I was like, okay, dude, I'm not going to keep lugging this shit around. Like, I'm not going to lug around my cap and gown from high school. Like, what am I holding on to this for? When am I going to use it again? When am I going to need it? Never, dude. So why do I keep packing it in these boxes and taking up room? And then when I get to the new spot, what am I? It stays in the box, bro. So, sorry, dog, but it's 90 degrees outside and I've been walking, dude. I've been walking like crazy with my weighted vest. Forget about it, bro. Me and Pilla, dude, we've been killing. We're doing two a days out here, bro. Who are we playing for? Coach, the hell's his name from Friday Night Lights, dude? Do we play for the goddamn Panthers, bro? What is the Permian? I forget what the name of the goddamn high school is, but so yeah. Excuse me while I try to hydrate, dude. And I'm not trying to like do those stupid ASMR fucking videos where you hear them guzzling water or chewing and shit. Bro, my cousin and my brother were out here for a little bit and they put me on. They didn't really put me on because I'm not a fan of this shit, but they showed me these dudes on YouTube, bro, who go around trying food. And I know we kind of gotten off topic of the big move to Texas, but we'll get back to it. So I took them to go try a bunch of shit and they were making fun of this dude, right? Like they would try some and they would be like, right? And they were laughing and I was like, oh, cool. Fucking Michael Scott, right? Like I wish I could be a part of an inside joke one day. And so finally they were like, oh, there's some dude online who he goes around trying everything, but everything he tries is like the best thing ever. And so it's like, do you really trust this bastard? And the thing is, he goes worldwide. So like he's out in India, he's out in Thailand, he's out in like these crazy places to where if you do travel one time to one of those places, like, you don't want to know the truth, you know? Like, you don't want some asshole just saying, this is good for everything. Because then what? What are you supposed to do? Then you go and it's like super mid, and now I'm going to be pissed at this asshole who was like, you know what I mean? And it's so over the top like that, dude. But I don't know why they watch him, dude, because it's like disgusting, bro. This fool is disgusting, dog. And like, some of you fools might make fun of me. You're going to be like, oh, you're soft, dog. You're not a man, blah, blah, blah. But like, when fools double dip, that shit grosses me out. But like, say, because this is what this fool, this is the type of shit this fool does. Like, he'll get a burrito, right? And he'll slice it in half. And then he'll take a bite. And then he'll, like, whoever he's with, he'll be like, try this. And then you're supposed to take the bite after he just took a bite out of the burrito. That's, dude, get another burrito, guy. You know, or, bro, if you're going to share like that, cut it with a knife first. Or, like, they'll be sharing ceviche, dude. And I don't know why this guy doesn't get a plate of his own, bro. And, like, he'll hook up his tostada, right? And then he'll eat. But, like, you know how shit falls out? Like, he wants it to fall back on the community plate, bro. What? Come on, guy. We can't be doing that shit, dude. And so it grosses me out. But that's not even the most disgusting thing yet, dude. This fool will, like, eat, right? And, like, say it gets on all his fingers, he'll literally suck, because it's not even licking at that point. It's sucking each finger, bro. Ugh. Ugh. Or, like, if shit falls, like, on his forearm, that fool licks it. Like, bro, who raised this fucking guy? You know? And no matter what he tries. Like, dude, there's, like, some of those places, like, you kind of get the idea, you know? Like, you try one taco, you try them all, kind of. Like, I've had some pretty good tacos, but there's not one, dude, one taco I've had, and I feel like I've had really good tacos, bro. Not once have I ever taken a bite and been like, But I don't really know this fool's name. He's like, he looks Indian, maybe. And I mean, maybe Indians get down like that. I don't know enough to make that assumption. But it's out of hand, bro. It's out of pocket, like the kids say. So yeah, bro, we didn't bring that much shit with us, dude. And we kind of got a bunch of new stuff, you know, because that's the other thing, dude. Like, it's a 20 some hour drive, right? So you have to pack like these humongous semis to move all your shit, and it's like, it's piled on top of each other. And like, usually, like, say you're staying in the city, right? If you're staying in the city or town, wherever the fuck you live, like, say you're going to move to the next town down or the next city down, like, you could just pack a U-Haul and kind of like wrap up everything and dump it in the truck or whatever, and then take it to the next place. No big deal. But with us, we kind of, my dad hooked it up and got a moving company, but all your shit had to be packed like clean, dude, like uniform boxes, uniform, that, like, you couldn't just, a lot of the times when I've moved, dude, it's the Wild West, dog. Like, however I can get it on the truck and into my new spot, that's how I'm doing it. But this is the first time where, like, everything was very organized, everything was uniform. And when it's like that, dude, is your stuff even gonna fit? Like, can you break it down again and put it back up? You know, like, nah, a lot of my shit wasn't like that. So we kind of started off fresh out here, dude. And we moved. And let me tell you this, bro. I'm not like, I don't want to gatekeep, but I'm also like not trying to burn the spot, you know? We moved, dude, and instantly I felt a huge difference financially, bro. Like, California is so damn expensive, and it's like shit that you need, right? Like, for example, gasoline. I drive a Tesla, dong. I drive a Tesla and fucking I have solar panels on my roof, dog. Okay, well, you found a loophole, but for the fools who don't have a Tesla and fucking solar panels, you're driving, chances are, you, if you have a family, you have two kids, three kids, you probably have a bigger vehicle, you know what I mean? I was filling up our bigger vehicles for about, dude, fuck the big vehicles. I was filling up my lady's whip, dude, $80, $70, and it was a six banger. It was a Nissan Murano, bro. It wasn't even massive, dude. And that shit was like 70 something dollars, dude. And so for our big whip, it was over $100. Let me tell you something. I get here, bro. I'm filling up our cars. It's fucking $2.40 here. If you go to Costco, $2.20, dog. And dude, filling that shit up, you're looking at $40 to $50, depending on where you're at. You could go to, I go to a Shell right around the corner from here, dude. I'm filling up big ass whips, dude. Like, I'm talking about huge Suburbans, Expeditions, for nice. I make it sound like if I have a goal, fucking six of them, I have one of each, but they're both big ass tanks and they're filling up for around $50, maybe $60. That's insane, dude. Right away, something that you need to have, because everybody needs to put gasoline in their car, bro. Right away, you're saving double, right? Like, that bill has now cut in half. That's huge, dude. You know? And the thing is, you need that. Like, I can see going out, like, you could save money by not going out, right? Like, you can make a case for that. But because it's not needed. You don't need to go to like, you don't need to go out to eat. But bro, gas, you need that shit. And here, boom, right away, that bill gets cut in half, dog. Just that alone was huge. And then obviously the bills, like at first I thought, dude, this shit's expensive, but it's all under one thing. Like, I was getting butt fucked over there, dude. You got to pay. As much as I loved La Habra, California, dude, you had to pay to park on the street, dude. You had to pay for water, trash, power, gas. That's five different bills, not including like internet, fucking TV if you want it. What else do you pay for? I don't know, dude. Here, it's just water, power, ready to go, dude. There's no gas here, which kind of sucks, but you live with it. And to be honest, dude, I've been keeping my AC low as shit, dude. And the bill, the highest bill, it's combined. It's water and power. The highest bill is $300, dog. 300. And that's it. You don't pay for anything else. You don't pay for gas. Or you do have to pay for the fucking... over there, I was getting taxed like crazy, dog. And it was just, I was sick of that shit. Registering your car, $70. Doesn't even matter the make or model fucking year. Dude, come on. I should be a goddamn real estate dude and just bring fools from California. And so we made the move, dude. I was a little bit worried about my kids, right? I was like, fuck, especially Meek. She started fifth grade out here. I was like, damn, dude. I have a daughter. She just got done with fifth grade, but when we first moved out here, she was going to start fifth grade. And then my two boys were going to start third and second grade. Bro, goddamn. I was a little bit worried about my daughter because I was like, fuck, fifth grade, it gets kind of weird, you know? Luckily, dude, they were in a dual program in California. I found one out here, dog. I found one out here. The school that they were supposed to go to, it's an all right school, dog. The scores aren't that great. The dual program that they were able to transfer into, which doesn't happen because they were like, what? You guys were doing it out in California? Yeah, you could jump in over here. So we're able to go to that school. That school had better scores. Let's go. Dude, Meeks killed that shit. She hit the floor running, bro. Went out for student council. Went out for the talent show. Went out for this. Didn't give a fuck that it was her first year. Dude, her graduation just happened. When they said her name, dude, they listed all the stuff she was getting recognized for. Bro. 4.0. Master in Spanish. Fucking... I don't know how many hours in lectura. I don't know how many hours of English reading. I don't know how many hours of this. PE MVP, dog. She murdered that shit, dude. Murdered it, dude. I was super proud. And, dude, so many parents want all, like, the credit, you know, when their kids are killing it. It's the kids, dude, because, like, I don't really push her. Like, whatever she wants to do, I try to put her in the best position to succeed. You know, like, she wants to play basketball, so I put her in what I feel is the best possible league for her, right? And I do that with all my kids. But, like, she takes it and runs with it. Like, there's only so much you can do, you know? It's that stupid-ass saying, dude. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. So... like, once you have kids, that's when you realize how much that statement is true, right? Because you could try to put your kids in a successful situation, but unless they do it, dog, nothing's going to happen. Like, you can't force them to do anything, dude. Like, it's crazy. You try your hardest or whatever, but it's up to them. And she is 100% motivated, dog. She's 100% like, hell no, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to strive to be the best. And it was pretty badass to see. Now, my other two sons, my youngest, that was in speech and turns out he has dyslexia. But that fool was killing it because numbers, dude, that fool's great at math. Thank God, you know, he doesn't need to do too much reading in the second grade when it comes to math. But my middle son, dude, fucking Mateo, this fool is... we get here, dog, and this fool, he was used to just reading in Spanish, you know? And so this fool was struggling because they were making him read in English here. Even though it was a dual program, for some reason, they're big on reading in English here. That fool was struggling, and so I was like, all right, I'll give you that. Halfway through the year, turns out this fool was struggling in math too. I'm like, all right, hey, guy, pick one, dude. Every day that fool got home, and we never had to do this with Meeks, dude. We never had to do this with my youngest one. Every day when that fool got home, I pulled the video games, dude. I pulled the TV. And I pulled, like, even playing, dude. And every day, this fool had to do, like, work, dude. Work. Like, even after his homework, it was figure out your times tables, dog. Figure out this. Figure out that. Read for this amount of time. Read for this amount of time, then answer those questions. Do this. Do that. Read a book and then give me a book report. Dude, by the end of the year, my man had soared through, dude. He got back up on top. I mean, he was at the top dog like Meeks, but he made his way. So that was my biggest fear about moving out here, was my kids struggling, not fitting in, you know, a big change. Sometimes, like, they don't get as motivated because they're like, fuck this. But they were able to figure it out, dude. And once that happened, it was like, we're kind of here to stay. You know, we're pretty locked in now. There's a few things that I don't like out here, dude. One, the heat. Two, the heat. Three, the sun, bro. The mosquitoes, dude. So many, like, bro, these mosquitoes are massive, dog. Massive. Like, you smack them, and then you have to count to 10 to make sure they're fully knocked out, bro. Because if they get back up before 10, dude, guess what? They're going another two rounds with you, dude. They're massive, dog. They're huge, dude. They're welterweights out here, dude. Mosquitoes are welterweights out here, and they'll go four rounds with you easy. Another thing I don't like out here is the barbershops, dude. The barbershops were out of control, dog. Bro, it was $40 per haircut. I'm taking me and my two boys. We're looking at $120, dude. That's crazy. And the worst part, dude, I wasn't happy with my haircuts here. And I'd end up wearing a hat the whole time. So I'm pulling up, dropping $120, not happy, wearing a hat right after. And I was like, okay, dude, something's got to give. And I was like, maybe it's one shop, right? I tried all of them. I wasn't going to drive to like San Antonio. I wasn't going to drive to Austin. Austin's about a 40-minute drive for me. San Antonio's about a 30-minute drive. And I just didn't feel like doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go that out of my way to go get a haircut. Plus, all the good fools that are in San Antonio, you need to set an appointment. And it's like, dude, when am I supposed to set an appointment? I got kids, practices, and shit. So it was just tough. And so what did your boy start doing, dude? Cutting hair, dog. I don't have my license, but boy, am I getting real fucking good. I started about 3 months ago, dude. I'm doing it, what, like once every 2 weeks or whatever? Bro, it got so crazy. I started cutting my own hair, dude. My algorithm for a little bit was just that. Was just fools cutting hair and showing you. Here, start off fucking 00. Start off with a guideline, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. And I just started doing it. I got some cheap-ass clippers. I wish I kind of would have gone a little bit better, but I didn't think I was going to continue to do it. So I didn't want to like drop some serious dough on clippers. I didn't think it was going to be... This is how I thought it was going to play out, okay? I was going to get the clippers. I was going to come home, cut my boy's hair. I was going to hate how it looked. They were going to look stupid. My girl was going to be like, hey, guy, no. Take him back to the barbershop. I don't care if it's $120. That shit looks way better than your sorry ass haircuts, right? But, dude, my haircuts didn't come out that bad. And so I was like, okay, I could definitely get way better at this. I kept my cheap ones. And like I said, I wish I would have splurged a little bit more, tiny bit more. I'm looking to get a little bit better. Like, I want to get really good with the shitty ones, because then if I get better ones, it should be butter, you know? But we'll see. And I started cutting my own. Dude, look at this. Look at this. Bro, come on. It was the same shit when I was going to the barbershop. I was getting this. I could do it. I could do it myself. I got that stupid three thing where it goes like, it covers, you know, the 360 mirror, dude. And plus, I'm wearing the hat. Look, can't even tell, dude. Can't even tell. Can't even tell. Why am I spending $40? It's insanity, dog. It's insanity. So I started cutting hair, bro. Dog, come on. I'm a plant guy now, dude. We started planting. We went to go buy plants for inside our house. And dude, one thing about my girl is she loves plants, but boy, does she murder the fuck out of them. Bro, my girl Oh my God, I want this plant. I want that plant. Look at how pretty this plant is. We could put this one here. We could put this one there. And then she goes, takes it home. Within a week, bro, them shit, it's a graveyard. It's a if she's in charge of watering, bro, we're running a hospice for plants. Because within a week, see ya plants, see ya pretty plants that my girl loves so much. And so I got her some, and I was like, look, dude, this is the deal. I'll buy you whatever plant you want, but you can't water it. Just look at them. That's it. Don't water it. If I haven't watered it, if you think it needs water, don't. That's the deal. Don't touch it. Don't breathe. Don't breathe next to it. Just admire it from afar, and you can have any plant you want. And so, dude, I've been in charge of watering them. Bro, they're still alive. They're still kicking. They're still thriving, it looks like, dude. So it looks like we're going to get some more. Texas has changed me, dog. You know, I have my boots, dude. I have my boots. I'm drinking Budweiser. Dog, I just need a hat now. I'm learning a whole bunch of shit. Like a straw hat is just for summer, dude. Like those white straw hats. Strictly summer vibes, dog. You can't be rocking that shit in December, because then you don't know what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? For winter months, fall and winter months, you're looking at felt. What's that other one? I forget, but it's like the furry kind, you know? You can't be busting out straw hats in the winter, and you can't be using the fuzzy ones in the summer, dog. What else is cracking? What else has been cracking? Bro, I got my son a snake, dude. Actually, it wasn't even my idea. His mother, this will turn 7, and we took him to a snake farm. Hilarious. Here in Texas, bro, there's a snake farm down the street from us. Dude, we go there, and that's all it is a bunch of snakes. This fool goes in, dog. My son goes into the snake farm, right? And there's a bunch of aquariums with a bunch of different snakes. Insane. Because my man has a speech impediment and dyslexic. This fool just starts firing it off. This is a this. This is a that. This is a this. This is a corn snake. This is a boa. This is a... I don't even know enough, bro. Cobra. This is a anaconda. This is a rattlesnake. This is a diamondback. This is a this. This is a that. And clearly, I know this fool don't know how to read, dude. So I can go up there and be like, oh, this is a corn snake, you know, because I could read. This fool can't read. So it's not like he was able to cheat the system. He would just look inside the tank. Oh, this is a blah, blah, blah. Beast, bro. So I had a guy and him like this encounter, right? He wanted a snake encounter. One of them was a corn snake, and it was a pretty beefy one. They put him inside this little room. We all got in with him, and he was holding it, bro. Loved it, dude. Loved it. They were teaching him about it, blah, blah, blah. My dad is there, and he's like, so you're going to get one of these for his birthday? And I said, one of what, dude? He said, yeah, like you're going to get him a snake for his birthday? Is that why you brought him here? And I was like, no. Why would I get him a snake, dog? Why? You think I want a snake in my house? And he was like, oh, my bad. I thought this is why we were here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, don't do that, bro. I know what you're doing. Don't do it. And so then, of course, he then tells Pilla, hey, Pill, you guys are going to get a snake. After I had just told them, bro, that we weren't. And she's like, oh, my God, that'd be a good idea. He loved it, and I would love for him to be so happy. Mind you, bro, Pilla, dude, we walk in the door. There's a cricket out there. She plays hopscotch. My girl plays hopscotch if there's a cricket outside. Just, I'm talking, boom, boom. Just hopping around, the most hopping because a grasshopper is outside and she is losing it. Grab it, screaming, playing hopscotch, right? And I'm like, Pill, what, you get scared with the fly. What are you talking about right now? Snake. And she was like, no, I know, but how are we not going to get it for him? He knows so much about snakes. Soft, bro, soft. I'm like, how are we not? We don't. How do we not get him a snake? By not going to the store and getting him a snake, bro. That's how. So it's his birthday. He's at school. And she's like, you're really not going to get him the corn snake? And I'm like, bro, what's up with all this pressure? Like, my dad's squeezing me. Now my girl's squeezing me about it. Like, they're squeezing me more than Micah is, you know? So then I folded. And I'm like, all right, bro. I go to the pet shop. They have one, dude. They have a goddamn corn snake. And I'm like, all right, I'll take the corn snake. And the person that was helping me was like, oh, well, the reptile lady isn't here right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that has to do with me. I'm here at the pet shop, dude. You work at the pet shop. I want to buy this thing, get this thing packed so that I could go home with it, right? This fool, dog, starts sweating. I'm not exaggerating. The dude who works at the pet shop is sweating about getting this snake, right? And I'm like, oh no, bro. He has his hand in there. And it's, I don't know if everybody's watching the video, but dude, it's literally shaking. Earthquake. Northridge earthquake, fucking 8.6 magnitude. This fool's shaking that much. And I'm like, what the fuck? How? Shouldn't this be part of the interview process? And also, like, who's signing up to work at the pet shop not knowing that you have to sometimes get a snake for people? You know? And so I'm like, dude, if a grown man is panicking like this, what if Mike is panicking at first? You know, like, what if that foot's not going to go on to grab him? And so I get him this like snake handler stick, you know, like it's this. Imagine like, you know, those back scratchers that you get at the gas station, but like you could pull it to make it longer in and out. It's kind of like the old school antennas, dude. Like on a walkie-talkie or like an old school radio, like a handheld radio, and you would have to pull out the antenna, or a phone. Fuck. You'd have to pull out the antenna and keep going and keep going. So imagine that, but at the end, it has like this little hook, you know, and then you, I guess, handle the goddamn snake. So I buy that thing. I buy the bedding. I buy the snake. I buy all these things, the lamp, blah, 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 blah. My son gets home from school, dude. Pump. This fool's juiced, bro. He sees the snake. Let's go. He's so happy. You guys really did get me a snake. Thank you. And it's funny because, of course, my son thought it was my idea. This fool can't stand me. We have like a weird relationship where like we shit on each other all day. This fool doesn't want to give me hugs. We push each other out of the way and shit. This fool saw it. He thought it was my idea to get him the snake. He comes, hugs me. Thank you, Pop. Thank you, Pop, for getting me my snake. Thank you so much. This is the best birthday ever. And my girl's over there all salty, you know. Pillow's like, bro, you're not going to tell him that it was my idea. Like, you wouldn't have gone if I didn't say it, you know. But, hey, this fool hugs her all the time, tells her he loves. at school, dude, when he draws his family, for some reason, bro, I'm not in the picture. It's like why am I even still here, dude? It's like if I went out for cigarettes one day and never came back. Those are his pictures at school. Those are my son's pictures, dude. When he needs to draw his family, it's him, his mom, and his siblings. And I don't know where I am, but I'm here. Here I am. So I took the hug. I didn't tell him it was his mom's idea. I took all the credit. And it was all good, dude, you know? And so he's like, can I grab it? And I'm like, yeah. And I went to go look for the stupid stick, you know? This fool, the snake wasn't even out. It had buried itself in the bedding. My man just went, shook up the bedding, found it, grabbed it. Beast, 7 years old. 7 year old grabbing a snake. Grown man at the pet shop, earthquake. 7 year old, man, balls. Bigger balls than me, bigger balls than pet shop guy. Bigger balls. Bro, who is this guy? Joe Exotic? Oh, thank you, Pop. Thank you. Come on. After that, you think I'm going to tell him it's his mom's idea? Come on, guy. We've been having these fools in sports out here, dude. Everything, baseball, soccer, basketball. And I know what you're thinking, dude. It's Texas football, blah, blah, blah. Dude, in this pocket that we're in New Braunfels, football, like, yeah, it's here, dude. But baseball. Bro, baseball reigns supreme here, dude. Like, you know, you watch all these shows and you watch all these things where, like, Texas is so serious about high school football and you see these humongous stadiums and shit. So imagine that. But for baseball here, dude, I don't know why. But it's pretty tight because Mateo, that's his favorite sport to play. So super cool. What else is cracking out here, dude? The food, I don't know. It's just different, you know? You can't find, like, diversity here, dude. Like, you're not going to find Indian food. I don't even like Indian food, but you're not going to find it. Like, if one day I did want to find Indian food, good luck, because you're not going to find it. Ethiopian food, you're not going to find. Again, I don't even know if I like Ethiopian food, but I'm not going to find it here. I knew... In LA, like, I'd drive around and be like, oh, shit, look, an Indian spot. Oh, damn, an Ethiopian spot. Like, if I ever wanted to try it, I knew that it was there for me to try. But, dude, here, you're not going to have that. They have, like, I don't know, dude. They have good barbecue. The Mexican is not Mexican, but they call it Mexican, dude. It's like Tex-Mex, dude, and it's like... Okay, like, if you're from California, the best way to describe Tex-Mex, dude, is imagine fajitas in California. Imagine what that tastes like, but now imagine everything tastes like that. Like, whatever that specific taste in fajitas is, you're going to taste that in all the Mexican food here. So, like, in the rice, you're going to taste that taste. In enchiladas, you're going to taste that taste. In chicken tortilla soup, you're going to taste that taste. For some reason, dude, that whatever ingredient they use in the fajitas in California, they also use that ingredient here in Texas for literally every Mexican dish. And you're not going to get like you're not going to get mole here, bro. Or at least I haven't found it. The chilaquiles, not the same. The carne asada, not the same. The tacos, not the same. They're different, dude. The and like crispy tacos here, it's already pre, it's like a Taco Bell shell. Yikes, dog, come on. But we're still pushing, dude. Cause the alcohol out here is fire, dude. Like the beer bomb. Like they have a bunch of Texas beer, dude. Lone Star, Shinerbach, Yingling, all of those. Fire, bro. Fire. You can't go wrong. I like all of them. And another thing, dude, that they have over here that we love, especially Pilla, dude. Pilla loves live music, bro. She loves country live music, but she's also down for any live music. Like anything live, she's in. And they have so much of it here, dude. I love it too. I don't love it as her level, but I am a big fan of it. And I love like going places, having a beer, and these fools are playing. Dude, it's badass. And dude, a lot of them play like classic rock, and even not even classic rock, but like early 2000s rock, late 90s maybe, not even like alternative. I guess I don't know if it's alternative, but like Weezer. They play a lot of Weezer, but then like they'll play like a Pink Floyd song or a Led Zeppelin song, and then they'll play like a Sublime song, and then but I don't know what that's considered anymore, dude, but they get down, dude. But then they'll play like Beastie Boy Sabotage. Sick, dude. It's like listening to Jack FM, kind of, if you're from California. Or actually, dude, I found Jack FM out here too. What else is cracking, dude? I linked up with some homie out here, dude. His name is Josh Nieto. That was a solid ass dude. I'm also putting out a podcast with him too, so that you guys could get to know him, bro. He is so he's a tight ass fool. There's some dope ass fools out here, bro. Like for some reason, dude, people are so damn friendly out here, dog. Like friendly and respectful, dude. Yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am. I started saying it because I love it so much. Like, I don't know what happened, bro, but we stopped like respecting elders and adults. And I think that's where everything kind of went fucking haywire, you know? Like, people aren't afraid to do stupid shit in front of adults anymore. And like, people aren't afraid to tell them off. Like, why did we go away from that? It's fucked, man. But here they kept those cores, dude. And yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I love that shit, dude. Until I started saying it too, dude. I want the kids to say it. Sometimes Meeks will say it. Sometimes Mateo will say it. But it's, dude, it's beautiful, dog. What else? I think that's it, dude. This is a good start for episode one. Especially because it was just, it's my first time, just me, you know, but I'm going to keep you guys in the loop on everything, all things Huda Moreno. For all my Texas listeners, especially the ones around San Antonio, Austin, New Braunfels, I will be at the LOL Comedy Club this month, June. 24th or the 26th? Let me see. Tell you right now. June 24th. It's a Tuesday. It's not Taco Tuesday with me and Joshua Nieto. Usually my dad hosts that shit, but he's going to be gone. I think he's going to be in Europe or some shit. So we're taking over. We're bringing out some funny ass friends. So make sure to get tickets on the LOL website. I'll see you guys there. For all my hardcores, dude, thank you for, you know, following me on this podcast too, dude, and listening to my bullshit. And I'm excited for the episodes to come, dude. What else do I need to plug? Yeah, dude, just keep an eye out for me and my dad's podcast, my own podcast, and also the homie Joshua J. Nieto is going to be hopping on episodes, just me and him. So keep an eye out for all three. And there's, you know, hopefully a bunch of episodes that you guys could listen to and enjoy. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.